Here we are still at Marrakesh Film Festival, and I bring you the next interview with James J. Robinson, director and photographer. Hi.
Hi, how are you going?
So how has Marrakesh treated you so far?
So beautifully. It's been such a pleasure to be here. They're treating us really well. I have a team of 20 people with me because this is our international premiere. I have my first-time editor, my first-time production designer, a bunch of my first-time producers, and we've all flown here. Festival's taken such good care of us.
So just that you understand, 20 people is a lot. Very often festivals are like, you can come, you can bring one person and just for 2 days. And that's the reality of most festivals. So 20 people for most the whole festival, that's a lot.
Very beautiful. Yeah, they've only accommodated a few of us at this beautiful palace, but then I asked them, the palace is a hotel. Yes. And then I asked them, I was like, can I have 23 tickets to opening night? They're like, sure thing. So they've been really, really accommodating.
Of course, opening night, your first feature film, since you have made a very well-received short. Yeah. It's called The First Light.
Yeah.
And it's a story that concerns a subject that has occupied you for a long time, that is religion or Catholicism.
Yeah.
Would you like to explore on that?
Yeah, I think growing up queer and growing up being raised Christian at very Catholic school, it set me on a different path from quite a young age of starting to question some of the intentions of the Catholic Church. It made me quite angry growing up and feeling like separate and feeling demonized by the institution. As I grew up a little bit more and kind of regulated myself, I realized that there is a very beautiful core to Catholicism, which is just in treating one another with kindness. And when I lean back on that, I can kind of use that gaze to look back and realize that there is a difference between the institution of Catholicism and the actual values in Catholicism itself. And the film really became my own way to explore the difference between those two things. Every character almost feels like a different viewpoint that I've had at some point in my life and relationship to it. And yeah, so the story came together quite naturally through that.
The story was also directly inspired by the Australian Religious Discrimination Bill. And just to tell a little bit about it for those of you who are not from Australia, so why Religious Discrimination Bill sounds like it would protect people from religious discrimination. Actually, what it does is that it allows for discrimination with the excuse of on religious ground, so against queer people or other minorities. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really difficult time in Australia when we had quite a conservative government. And essentially, yeah, it would protect any Catholic or any religious form of institution, whether that be a hospital or a school, from being allowed to uphold their unethical beliefs or prejudices that their religion upholds. So essentially me, even as a queer person at a Catholic school, they could expel me for being queer. And this bill would have protected these institutions from being able to uphold those things. It was thrown out of the parliament, luckily. There was a period there where it looked like it could have been upheld, but very much at that time, it was around the same time I'd started working on this script, and so it is very inevitably tied into that. And I'm interested because it's something also similar that happens in the Philippines, as a very Catholic country. So naturally, it became this universal point where it made me comment on the Australian Religious Discrimination Bill, but almost through metaphor, through the story of a nun in the Philippines.
Interestingly, this whole theme of religion and also nun or being a monk, I think that was for a very long time considered something of the past. Now, even young people start, and religion is everywhere a theme again. Why do you think it's like this time that religion comes up again?
Yeah, it's funny because I was inspired in writing this by a lot of very old novels. I'm a big reader, more so, I mean, I love films, of course, as well, but I was interested in how, like, I was reading something like Les Misérables by Victor Hugo, and the commentary on religion is so similar to what we're talking about today. I think we're also a generation where secularism is coming back, and you know, like, people aren't as connected to the church as they used to be. A lot of people are kind of viewing the church from a new angle. So it feels like a very fresh time to be commenting on religion, because it's finally time after thousands of years to comment on religion from such a different perspective. And I think everyone in my generation has a different relationship with the church. So yeah, I'm not surprised that it's something we bring up. And also just nuns in Catholicism, it's so rich in like thousands of years of symbolic history. Like, so in order to like work with that world, it's just thrilling as like a young director to be able to like lean into like thousands of years of like other books and literature and music that like uphold this like world of Catholicism. It just feels very thematically rich, I think.
You are an acclaimed photographer. Since when did you want to make a feature film, and how would you approach this subject of filmmaking as opposed to photography?
I've always wanted to be a director, and it was always my intention. I've been writing scripts since I was very young, but they were never up to the standard that I wanted them to be, because I was watching all the films by like the masters like Tarkovsky and everything, and then the scripts I was writing were just about high school or something. I realized that I needed to have a certain amount of life experience in order to start commenting on things in a way that felt mature. Photography was something I kind of just fell into. I started doing photography, it started going well, and I started working for big magazines and brands and working with big talent. So I leaned into it, but on the side, I've always been studying and being a disciple of cinema and watching everything and writing about everything. And naturally, it kind of felt like as I turned 30, I felt like I finally had something to say. So yeah, I think that's how I kind of fell in between the two. But photography is still something I love a lot, but I don't hold it in as high esteem, or I don't put as much pressure on myself when it comes to photography. It really is just something that I find fun and happen to make income with, and also has trained me in being able to direct people, train me in how to light things and to know what I want and how to capture it.
When working as a director, what was for you the biggest challenge as opposed to photography?
Oh, it's definitely directing actors, I think. I think with photography, it's, you know, it's just one image can tell a story, but like I don't necessarily need to do so much direction in a film. I was feeling really anxious about it, but my lead actress, Ruby Ruiz, is an acting coach, so I could bounce off her and saying, am I over-directing? Am I under-directing? Do you feel like you have enough direction for me? So I was so grateful to have her. That was something I was feeling a little bit anxious about, but ultimately it flowed because of the strength of my lead, Ruby.
You already mentioned her, and she's a big star and almost an icon in Philippine cinema. Yeah. So how did you get her for the role?
Honestly, I saw her in a video on YouTube winning a Best Actress Award at Cinema Laya Festival in the Philippines. I hadn't actually seen any of her films at that point, but there was something about the way she held herself and the smile and like the cheekiness that I knew I wanted to bring into the character. And I knew with the character of Sister Yolanda that I wrote her on the page, I knew what she felt like, but I was like, I think I want to cast someone who I can get to bring their own mannerisms into the role rather than trying to make them lose themselves into a character. I wanted the character to lose itself into the actress. And Ruby just felt like that perfect person. And by chance, Lulu Wang, a director from America who was directing her in a series called Expats, where she starred opposite Nicole Kidman, had just casted her for something, was working with her at the same time I saw this video. And so naturally, I heard from Lulu that she was an incredible actress to work with, and all fell into place. And luckily, she really resonated with the script. And Ruby's such an incredible actress, and to give her the opportunity to have a lead role like this was just, it worked out for both of us, so we're just very excited to do the film.
The look of your film is amazing. It looks like a chiaroscuro painting from Caravaggio. So what inspires you? Is it art? Is it other photographers?
Thank you. A lot of other filmmakers. Yeah, a lot of art. A lot of books as well, honestly. I know it sounds different because it's not a visual thing, but when I'm reading books, it's like an author will describe something and I visualize things in my head in a very dramatic way. And naturally, that's kind of where my mind goes to. But really, it was my relationship with my cinematographer, Amy Dellar. I'd worked with her for years. We worked together on music videos. We worked together on commercials. And so to be able to collaborate in this film where we both just so deeply were happy and excited to be doing it, it just ended up being magic. And a lot of it, you know, like we tried to make things look beautiful, but a lot of it was just putting the camera out to the mountains and the light would just hit it at the right way. And so yeah, we got very lucky in the timing of things, and it felt very much like everything fell into place.
Would you like to go, now that you have that film finished, more into cinema or back to photography?
More into cinema, yeah. Now that I've finally taken my steps into it, if photography will be a fun thing for the side, I've got my next couple films lined up and ready to go. It's just a question of which one I'll be able to get off the ground next.
Just for the last question, quickly tell us a little bit, what's your next film project or your preferred next film project?
Oh, I mean, there's a few. The next one I think I'm most excited about is an adaptation of Joseph Conrad's novella Heart of Darkness. Of course, that was the inspiration for Apocalypse Now. I've done a version of the film which very much tips the novel on its head as a commentary on American imperialism of the Philippines.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. That was